This is Fresh Air. Solo, a Star Wars story, the latest blockbuster space adventure from Disney and Lucasfilm, tells of the early adventures of Han Solo, the wily pilot played by Harrison Ford in the original Star Wars trilogy. He's played here in his younger years by Alden Ehrenreich, leading a cast that includes Emilia Clarke, Woody Harrelson, and Donald Glover. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
You don't need to be a Star Wars obsessive. I'm certainly not. To warm to the idea of a movie about the young Han Solo. As immortalized by Harrison Ford, Han has always been a fan favorite, a wisecracker, and a risk-taker, who, before joining Luke, Leia, and the Rebel Alliance, shows no allegiance to any cause beyond himself, his Wookiee co-pilot Chewbacca, and his spaceship, the Millennium Falcon. By rights, Solo, a Star Wars story, should have been a similar kind of movie, a sardonic, irreverent outlier in the Lucasfilm universe, operating by its own rules and thumbing its nose at anyone who objected. So what went wrong? Quite a lot, really. It was a good sign when Alden Ehrenreich, the terrific young actor from Tetro and Hail Caesar, was cast as Han, and also when Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the merry comic daredevils behind the Lego Movie and 21 Jump Street, were hired to direct. But then Lord and Miller were fired last year due to apparently irreconcilable creative differences, and you could sense the iron will of Lucasfilm asserting itself. God forbid anyone should try to inject a little wit or personality into this surefire cash cow. The directors were replaced by the much more risk-averse Ron Howard, and as a consequence, what might have once been a fresh and funny tour de force has devolved into bland, impersonal hackwork. Written by the father-son duo of Lawrence and Jake Kasdan, the movie introduces us to Han Solo on his miserable home planet, Corellia. He and his girlfriend, Kira, played by Emilia Clarke, are desperately trying to escape the planet together, but circumstances conspire to tear them apart. 3 years later, Han is a skilled pilot working with a cynical mercenary named Tobias Beckett, played by Woody Harrelson. Their aim is to steal an enormous stash of coaxium, a powerful energy source whose combustible properties are seen in the first of several clumsily slapped-together action sequences. A high-speed, low-energy intergalactic heist caper ensues, in which the plot somehow manages to feel both utterly inconsequential and exasperatingly busy. The movie keeps up a frenzied pace with zero sense of modulation. There are a few clever twists in store, involving a powerful gangster played by Paul Bettany, and his assistant, whose identity I won't spoil. But the narrative is basically an elaborate bridge between the movie's obligatory payoff moments. It's fun to see Han's hostile first encounter with Chewbacca, call it when Rookie met Wookie. Another key piece of Star Wars lore is Han's fateful card game with a rival pilot named Lando Calrissian, played by Donald Glover, who owns the Millennium Falcon at this point in the story.
There's no liars in this game, just players.
The seat taken?
Nobody's in the seat that I ain't taking from.
So this is, Sabacc?
Sabacc.
Sabacc. Got it.
You played before?
A couple times, yeah.
Captain Lando Calrissian.
Han Solo.
Looks like you're, having a good day.
I'm a lucky guy.
Can I ask you a question, Captain Calrissian?
Anything, Han.
It's Han, but that's okay. I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
There's a deliberate grubbiness to the look of the movie, which I suppose makes sense for a story told from the perspective of a down-on-his-luck freelancer from the wrong side of the galaxy. But while the cinematographer Bradford Young has used shadows to brilliant effect in films like Arrival, his work here is murky to the point of inscrutability. I spent half the time trying to tell the characters apart, and the other half wondering what happened to the lighting budget. Still, the performance is mostly click. Harrelson is in rascally good form, Clark makes an intriguing love interest and possible femme fatale, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge brings some grit to her role as the saucy droid du jour. Donald Glover, whom you may recognize from the FX series Atlanta, or by his musical name, Childish Gambino, doesn't have nearly enough screen time, but his charismatic presence comes close to stealing the movie. You never have any doubt that he'll one day age into Billy Dee Williams, the actor who played Lando in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Ehrenreich doesn't resemble Harrison Ford to the same degree, but there's more to good acting than fitting a physical type. While some online rumor mongers had suggested that Ehrenreich's miscasting was the chief source of the movie's many production woes, the actor does solidly engaging work here, rich in devil-may-care attitude. He keeps you watching long after the rest of the movie has stopped giving you any reason to do so. Ehrenreich hasn't failed Solo, A Star Wars Story. The truth, I suspect, is precisely the opposite.
Justin Chang is a film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed Solo, A Star Wars Story. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like yesterday's interview with Ronan Farrow, or our interview with Michael Pollan about the experimental use of psychedelic drugs, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, Thea Chaloner, and Seth Kelly. I'm Terry Gross.